So when Ladakhi elders are explaining the reason for polyandry, they stress that it was never sheer, it was sheer poverty that compelled people to live in polyandrous union. So for this reason, the ban of 1941 on polyandry is rarely cited as a source of changing practice, but rather access to employment opportunity with the economic restructuring of Ladakh after the independence of India. So over time, with better employment opportunity, people started to live in nuclear family. Of course, you still have joint family with grandparents, parents, and their children. But what is different is that this family or household as a cooperative is no longer what it was. So overall, after the independence of India, with the production of the Indian state in the region, some demographic changes related to employment took place, and they have significantly reconfigured village life with profound social ramification. So the possibility of paid labor contributed to decenter the agro-pastoralist economy. So agrarian and pastoralist activities are still prevailing in Sham, but they're no longer the sole economic activity, and they're no longer dominant to the extent that they were. And to do this agro-pastoralist work is increasingly challenging for the people who are staying in the villages, because precisely there are less people within household units to do the work. So if a household subsistence is oriented towards a diversity of occupation that all require to be at different places at the same time, then you need a lot of people around to do this work. The care of the land, care for the animal, for the deities as well, and also for the family and community responsibility. And in many ways, all these are interrelated. So if you don't care about one aspect of these, it has implication for another sphere. So for many in Ladakh, especially those of the older generation, to be a good person means to fulfill one's responsibility related to that. So taking care of the land and of animal is a bit of a moral duty, not only towards your family, as you have to contribute to the family's farm, but also towards the animal themselves and the land itself. This is well reflected in the very common trope of abandonment that people are using, for instance, when talking about their fellow villagers who stopped cultivating some of their land. They say they are abandoning their land. And the same idea of abandonment is mentioned when people are selling their animal. So whatever the hardship, people should never abandon their land and their animal in many people's view. So to be a moral person in a place like Ladakh, at least from the perspective of these elders, is to strive towards the well-being of all these elements. To accomplish or observe one's duty and obligation towards the land, the animal, the deities, and the deities who would need to be acknowledged as well through punctual ritual. So when Ladakhi talk about the reason for the changes in the environment, they frequently explain them as the result of people failing to fulfill these responsibility or of people being careless. So what constitutes a moral order here is a very, it's a repertory of concrete actions in the world that can be blowing the land, hurting the animal. Also, you can have all of these activities oriented towards divine beings through ritual. But it also consists of the cultivation of good relationship with villagers and caring for family members. So people know their fortune is closely linked to their moral behavior. But of course, if the economy is changing, if people start to adopt employment in spheres that are not connected to the agro-pastoralist economy, then fulfilling one's responsibility will become a challenge. As long as these responsibilities are closely defined by and linked to agro-pastoralist life. So you won't be there to help with farm work if you're working outside. You won't be there to bring the animals to the pasture. You won't be there to support your family in this work. You won't be there to participate in the ritual, and you won't be able to contribute to the organization of ritual. Sometimes this can be due to a lack of interest. Okay, sometimes elders are suggesting this, but sometimes this is... because assuming those responsibilities become technically impossible due to implication in other forms of employment that are bringing people outside the village life. But for those who are striving to keep the land, keep the animal intact, and all of this estate in the way it was, for those who are trying to maintain this way of life through thick and thin, this form of disengagement is clearly seen as a sign of decaying morality. And this is partially because the diversification of the economy of the household put a number of farmers and herders in a difficult ethical position themselves. If nobody is there to graze the animal, they will have to be sold. And this often means that the animal will end up with the meat trader. If there is nobody to work the land, then the land cannot be cultivated. And then the land will be, as people are putting it, abandoned.